This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 has been sent to the Joint Parliamentary Committee for further scrutiny. After introducing the bill in the Lok Sabha today, Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the government is ready for further scrutiny of the legislation. He said the central government's intention is clear and it has nothing to hide over the legislation. Earlier moving the bill, the minister clarified that this bill is not intended to interfere in the functioning of religious body and it is to provide justice to the disadvantaged and poor sections of Muslim community. Questioning the opposition's claim that the central government has no competency to bring such legislation, he said the subject comes under the concurrent list of the constitution and the centre is competent enough to legislate on it. Mr. Rijiju said the legislation has been brought in accordance with the various recommendations of the Sachar committee and various committees set up by the previous governments. The government has reiterated its commitment of providing safety and security to Indian students. In a written reply in Rajya Sabha, Minister of External Affairs Dr. S. Jaishankar said, providing safety and security to Indian students abroad is one of the topmost priorities of the government. He said Indian missions abroad encourage Indian students travelling abroad for higher studies to register with them and also on the Madad portal so that their grievances and outstanding issues can be addressed in a time-bound manner. As per the data, a total of 4 Indian students were attacked in 2022, in 2023 a total of 28 students and in 2024 a total of 19 students were attacked in other countries. In Bangladesh, the interim government headed by Nobel laureate Professor Muhammad Yunus will take oath tonight. Army Chief General Waqar-uz-Zaman said this in a media address yesterday. General Waqar said he hoped that the situation in the country will be normal within 3 to 4 days. He said those who were involved in the crimes committed over the past few days will not be spared and legal action would be taken against them. In United Kingdom, thousands of people took to streets across the country to counter far-right demonstrations after days of unrest following Southport stabbing. A large number of people swarmed streets in cities and towns like London, Bristol, Brighton, Birmingham, Liverpool, Hastings and Walthamstow. The British government has deployed heavy police force to maintain order and counter far-right demonstrations in the country. President Draupadi Murmu held bilateral talks with New Zealand's Prime Minister Christopher Luxon and Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Affairs Minister Winston Peters at the Government House in Wellington today. Discussions were held on a wide range of issues including customs cooperation, traditional medicine and renewable energy. Our correspondent covering the visit reports that the bilateral talks ended on a positive note. The agreement is expected to ease trade between the two countries. New Zealand also ratified the International Solar Alliance, paving the way for enhanced opportunities for joint research and development in this field. Both the countries also agreed to exchange best practices in the field of traditional medicine through the Global Centre for Traditional Medicine in Jamnagar. In Japan, a strong earthquake with a magnitude of 7.1 struck the southwestern part of the country today. The meteorological agency has issued a tsunami advisory for the coastal areas of Miyazaki, Kochi, Oita, Kagoshima and Ehime prefectures. No casualties or major damage have been reported. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is scheduled to visit the landslide-ravaged Wayanad on Saturday. Security meetings were held in Kannur and Wayanad today as part of preparations for Prime Minister's visit. Mr. Modi is likely to conduct an aerial survey of the landslide-affected area of Wayanad. Meanwhile, about 500 army personnel drawn from the army units in Kerala and Karnataka returned from Wayanad. A small team to strengthen the newly constructed Bailey Bridge and the helicopter search team will remain in Wayanad for a few more days. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman introduced the Appropriation No. 2 Bill and the Jammu and Kashmir Appropriation No. 3 Bill in Rajya Sabha. Both bills were passed by Lok Sabha yesterday. Discussion is underway in the Rajya Sabha. Wrestler Vinesh Fogart announced her retirement today, a day after she was disqualified from the wrestling final at the 2024 Olympics in Paris. And that is the end of this news bulletin.